还没有被推翻的道理叫做科学。
Science are theories that have not been overturned yet.
所以还没有人推翻的时候
，No one has overturned it.
你说这就是真理。
You say, well, this is truth.
这就是真理。
This is truth.
但是当被推翻以后呢
？But once it has been falsified,
你不再把那个当作是真理。
Then you no longer treat that as the truth.
所以如果人把受造界的知识当作就是真理的话，这些人是投以太大的信心的。
So those people who treat the truth in the created realm as the truth, they are naive.
耶稣基督说
，Jesus Christ said,
我就是道路
，I am the way,
我就是真理
，I am the truth.
那么这两句话对我来说
，to me, these two words
有非常特殊的意义在里面
，has a very special meaning in it.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为东方人是产生宗教的
，because Easterners.Asians tend to establish religions.
西方人是产生哲学的。
And the Westerners tend to go towards philosophy.
我不是说东方没有哲学，西方没有宗教。
I'm not saying that therefore the East doesn't have philosophy and the West doesn't have religion.
但是
，But
亚洲是唯一产生伟大宗教的州。
But Asia is the only continent that has given rise to great religions.
亚洲人，你注意听。
So you Asians listen.
从来没有伟大的宗教
There have been no great religions
世界性的宗教
World religions
是发生在亚洲之外其他的地区
That originated in areas outside of Asia
没有的
No such religion
欧洲不可能产生伟大的宗教
Europe could not have given rise to great religions
非洲不可能产生伟大的
Nor Africa
北美洲、南美洲没有产生伟大的普世宗教
Nor North or South America
但是只有亚洲
Only in Asia
这为什么呢
Why?
我们今天不深入的讨论
We will not discuss this in detail today
亚洲是一个产生宗教的一个伟大的
Suffice it to say that Asia is a continent that has given rise to great religions
是印度教是亚洲是产生的
Hinduism
佛教是亚洲产生的
Buddhism
回教在亚洲
Islam
犹太教在亚洲
Judaism
基督教在亚洲
Christianity
儒家思想在亚洲
Confucianism
老子的思想在亚洲
Taoism
所以这是亚洲是一个宗教之州
All of these religions came out of the continent of religion Asia
伟大的逻辑产生在西方
But great logic came out of the West
所以自从亚里士多德以后
So since Aristotle
这逻辑的演化
The extension of logic
对宇宙的探讨
And its cosmic viewpoint
科学的进步
Its science
西方的远远胜过东方的
The WestGreatly surpasses the East.
所以我们看见欧洲是研究逻辑发展科学同哲学的一个州
So Europe is a continent that has studied logic and extended it into science and technology.
这我们把它归纳起来
Now let's unify.
亚洲人找什么呢
What do Asians look for?
亚洲人找道路
Asians look for the way.
欧洲人找什么呢
What do Europeans look for?
欧洲人要找真理
Europeans look for the truth.
亚洲人找道路
So Asians look for the way.
对不对？只要有路。
Now it doesn't matter whether it's right or not, as long as there's a way.
准不准？只告权威。
Whether it's accurate or not, it doesn't matter. They tell me to do it.
这个是祖传下来的。
So this is a recipe from an ancestor.
有历史的轨迹的。
This thing has a historical roots.
所以亚洲人对这个宗教、对心性、对权威、对传统。
So Asians focus on authority, on family heritage, on faith,
on tradition,
on tradition,
on secret mysteries. 这些他都很尊重的。
They very much get turned on by.
但是欧洲不是如此。
But Europeans are not like.
欧洲人注重什么呢
？What do Europeans look at?
注重理性。
The reasoning.
注重探讨。
Exploration.
注重分析。
Analysis.
注重研究。
Research.
他们很注重思想。
They focus on thoughts.
所以这样的欧洲的科学发展是全世界没办法相比。
That's why European scientific development was unparalleled in the world.
有亚洲的宗教影响到全世界。
And yet Asian religions influence the entire world.
欧洲的理性功能影响到全世界。
And European reasoning influences the whole world.
直到今天呢
Until today.
要读书是到西方。
If you're going to study, you come to the West.
要打坐是到东方。
You go to do yoga.
对不对、啊、
You do yoga in the East.
你要求学送孩子到西方来。
You send your kids to college in the West.
西方人要打坐送到西藏去。
Westerners, they go to do yoga, they go to Tibet.
送到东方去，为什么呢
？They go to the east. Why?
亚洲人重心性。
Because Asians look at the heart.
欧洲人重理性。
And the Westerners look at the brain.
亚洲人重精力。
Asians look at inner energy.
西方人重分析。
Westerners look at analysis.
亚洲人重感受。
Asians look at feelings.
西方人重研究。
Westerners look at research.
亚洲人重传统。
Asians look at tradition.
西方人注重前行。
Westerners look at progress.
这是两个完全不同的方向。
These are two vastly different directions.
亚洲人找道路。
So Asians look for a way.
欧洲人找真理。
Europeans look at the truth.
结果怎么办呢？
In the end, what happened?
找道路的人找到最后死在半路。
Those who look for the way die on the way.
找西方找真理的人后来死在寻找真理的过程中。
And those who look for the truth die in the process of finding the truth.
所有宗教家都在他们的坟墓里面被埋葬。
All the leaders of the great religions are in their graves.
所有哲学家都死在他们的探讨的中间。
And all the philosophers are dead in the process of exploration.
这就是人真正的意义吗？
Is this the true meaning of our lives?
人找道路。
Men looking for a way.
会有找到真正的道路。
Have they found the true way?
人找真理。
Man looks for truth.
找到了真正的真理。
Have they truly found truth?
请你注意，当耶稣活在世界上的时候。
When Jesus was in this world.
希腊的哲学称下三大派。
The Greek philosophy had gone into three schools.
而且都是探讨人生。
And all these three schools talk about human life.
不再注重探讨自然界。
They no longer looked at nature anymore.
严格的说起来。
So strictly speaking.
苏格拉底以后。
After Socrates,
产生形上学的大师柏拉图。
Aristotle came out.
No, Plato.
Plato.
柏拉图以后。
After Plato.
就产生了形下的这个物理统科学的大师阿里斯多德。
Came Aristotle.
所以这样呢，当亚里士多德死了以后，
so、after Aristotle died,
科学的研究没有大大的发展，
there was not much progress in scientific
discovery. 人生的意义的探讨变成最主流的哲学思想。
Seeking after the meaning of life became the main school of thought in Greece.
所以当时传留下来三百年。
So 300 years later,
剩下三大派。
There were three left schools left.
第一派是什么呢？
What's the first school?
寻找快乐的人生观。
Those who look for enjoyment in life.
第二条，
Second,
寻找良善意义的人生观。
Finding a life of goodness.
第三条，
And thirdly,
就是莫名其妙，这个也怀疑，那个怀疑的，莫衷一是的怀疑的人生观。
Those are the ones who are skeptical about everything in life.
所以当耶稣站在比拉多面前的时候，
So when Jesus stood in front of Pontius Pilate,
你是犹太人的王吗？
Pontius Pilate asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?"
不讲话的耶稣突然间站着说：“你说的是，我为王做王而被神赐世界上。”
Jesus said, "Yes, what you say is true. I was born to be king."
我特要为真理做见证。
I am a witness of the truth.
当他讲这句话以后
，After he said this,
巴拉这个比拉多讲什么话呢
？What did Pilate reply?
你记得吗
？Do you remember?
谁记得？
How many who remember?
比拉多说什么
？What did he say?
比拉多说，真理是什么
？He said, "What is truth?"
他讲完了以后
，And after he said this,
他不再等耶稣回答。
He never waited for a response from Jesus.
他就走了。
He turned around and walked away.
从我个人的观察
，From my personal observation,
比拉多代表罗马帝国战胜希腊，把希腊的哲学带回罗马以后。没有出路的一个穷途末路的景色。
Pilate was a representation of after the Roman had conquered Greece and taken that school of thought back to Rome. This was a dead end school.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为当罗马帝国把希腊的土地征服的时候
，For Rome conquered Greece.
他没有想到希腊的头脑征服了罗马人的思想。
They never thought that the Greek mind would end up conquering the Roman mind.
所以军国主义的得胜一定不是终极性的得胜。
So military conquest is never fight ultimate.
意识形态的得胜常常是更深一层的、更永恒的得胜。
Metaphysical conquest
不是 ideological.
Ideological conquest is more important and more permanent.
虽然如此，
Even though this is so,
三派没有带来人类的出路。
But these three schools did not give us a way out.
所以当耶稣说我为真理做见证的时候
，So when Jesus said I am a witness of the truth,
比拉多是什么叫做真理呢
？Pilate responded, "What is truth?"
他这句话只要问不要答。
He just wanted to question. He did not want an answer.
他绝对不是寻求真理。
He certainly wasn't seeking after the truth.
他是介绍他的绝望。
He was just introducing his despair.
介绍这些的穷途末路。
He was introducing the dead end philosophy.
真理是什么
？What is truth?
世界还有真理吗
？Is there truth in this world?
你还相信有真理存在吗
？You still believe there is?
如果有真理存在
，If there is truth,
为什么你这样好的人会带到这里受苦什么
？How come a good man like you is being judged by me?
如果有真理的存在
，If there is truth,
我怎么会做到这个高位呢
？How can I ascend to this position?
知道他的败坏
，He knows his own corruption.
知道他的不配
，Knows his unworthiness.
罗马帝国军事上的成功跟道德的失败是一个大大的反比。
He knew that the military conquest of Rome was in direct proportion to the moral corruption of Roman society.
你还相信真理吗
？Do you still believe in truth?
今天你们做基督徒，在这个社会上，许多的人内心是轻看你，因为他认为你笨，你还相信有真理是吗
？Today you live in this society. A lot of people look down on you because they think you're stupid that you continue to believe there is truth.
真理是什么
？What is truth？
他只要问，他不要回答。
He only questioned. He never waited for a reply.
离开耶稣基督
，and he left Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
耶稣基督不再回答这句话。
Jesus Christ no longer replied to him.
知道这个世界已经没有信仰。
For he knew that this world was without a belief.
一个没有信仰的时代是结束，是要等候世界末日来临的时代。
An unbelieving era will come to an end.
比拉多对耶稣的得胜是假的。
The victory of Pontius Pilate over Christ was fake.
不过几百年，罗马帝国就崩溃下去。
After a few hundred years, the Roman Empire fell.
但是被罗马帝国定罪的耶稣要征服全世界。
But the Jesus Christ, who was condemned by Rome, has conquered the whole world.
昨天吃饭的时候，我问年轻人，你知道不知道 what is the difference between theology and philosophy?
Yesterday at dinner, I asked a young man, "Do you know the difference between philosophy and theology?"
他们都不知道怎么回答。
They didn't know how to respond.
结果我就回答了。
So I responded for them.
Theology keep answering the questions, and philosophy keep questioning the answer.
神学一直解答问题，哲学一直问问题。
神把答案一直试下来。
God continues to give us the answer.
你一直怀疑上帝的答案。
And we continue to be skeptical.
神再把答案试下来。
God gives you more answers.
你再怀疑上帝的答案。
And you ask more questions.
这就是人类的历史。
This is the human history.
耶稣说我为真理做见证。
Jesus says, I'm a witness for the truth.
That's the answer. 比拉多说 what is truth?
That was the answer, yet Pilate asked, what is the truth?
That is question.请问，今天你人生是不是有信仰的
？Let me ask you, is your life a life of faith?
如果你是没有信仰的
，For if you do not have faith,
你就像比拉多
，Then you will be like Pilate.
真理是什么
？What is truth?
如果你是有信仰的
，If you have faith,
你说我为真理活在世界上做见证
，Then you say I am a witness for the truth in this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天的世界
，The world we live in today,
学术越来越高潮。
We progress in more and more knowledge.
但是许多越有学问的人，是做人越没有立场的。
Yet oftentimes, the more knowledge a person have, the less standards a person have as a human being.
求主可怜我。
May God have mercy upon us.
当我年轻的时候
，When I was young,
我们的老师很清楚地告诉我们他们的信仰的立场是什么。
Our teachers told us clearly the basis of their faith.
到现在最高的学府。
Yet today, in the highest institutions of learning,
你自己想你要怎么答就怎么答，反正我不把立场告诉你。
The teachers tell you, you decide on your own. I'm not going to tell you what the basis is.
在这样的世界里面。
In this kind of world,
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
我就是道路。
I am the way.
我就是真理
I am the truth.
所以对我来说
so to
耶稣这句话是对全人类讲的
Jesus said these words to the entire humankind.
上帝的道成了肉身
God's word became flesh.
去解决全人类的问题
to solve human problems.
所以耶稣基督说
so Jesus said,
你们寻找道路吗
Are you finding the way?
这条路就在我这里
The way is me.
你们寻找真理吗
？You are you looking for the truth?
真正的真理就在我这里。
True truth is in me.
然后他加了一句话。
And then he continued on.
什么话呢？
What did he say?
什么？我什么？
I
就是真理。
I am the light.
I am the light. 明白吗？
Do you understand?
请你注意。
Pay attention.
没有一个宗教有复活的观念。
Not one religion in this world had the concept of resurrection.
孔子没有。
Confucius didn't.
孟子没有。
Mencius didn't.
老子没有。
老子 didn't.
墨子没有。
墨子 didn't.
印度的。
In India.
佛教里面。
In Buddhism.
有轮回学说。
There's the talk of reincarnation.
没有死而复活的观念。
But there is no concept of resurrection from the dead.
婆罗门教里没有。婆罗门教里面没有。
In another religion, there's no such thing.
Brahma is
Brahma.
Hinduism 没有这个词。
Hinduism no such concept.
印度在这个埃及的观念里面。
And in the concept of Egypt,
有一点靠近这。
There's a closer to that concept.
但是不一样。
But it's not the same thing.
不单如此。
Not only that.
我们看见这个复活的观念在其他所有的宗教系统都没有出现。
We don't see the concept of resurrection in any of these religions.
只有在神给亚伯拉罕的启示里面产生了这个信仰。
Only the faith that came from the revelation of God to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
The God Abraham believed in
是叫死人复活。
Is a God who raises people from the dead.
死无变有。
He turns something out of nothing.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
在旧约没有记载亚伯拉罕信人会复活。
In the Old Testament, it was never recorded that Abraham believed in resurrection.
但是在新约的解释里面，给我们看见亚伯拉罕真实相信人会复活。
But in the New Testament exposition, it lets us see that Abraham truly believed in resurrection.
你说从哪里看见呢？
So where do you see that?
因为希伯来书第四章告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 12:11 tells
us. 亚伯拉罕顺从上帝的吩咐。
When Abraham obeyed the instruction of God.
把以撒带到摩利亚的山上。
And he brought Isaac to Mount Moriah.
要把他献祭的时候。
And he was about to sacrifice him.
拿起刀来。
He took up the knife.
他要把孩子杀死的时候。
He was about to slay his son.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他相信上帝能叫以撒从死里活过来。
Because he believed that God can resurrect Isaac from the dead.
所以他敢把这把刀刺下去。
That is why he was willing to plunge down.
就在千钧一发之际。
At the moment he was about to do it,
神的使者说亚伯拉罕住手。
God's messenger said, Abraham, stop.
为什么亚伯拉罕敢这么做呢？
Why was Abraham dare to do this?
既然以撒本来没有的，现在变成有。
Because originally he didn't have a child, now God has given him a child.
上帝能够使无变成有。
He knew that God can turn something out of nothing.
这位上帝一定也能叫死人复活。
And likewise, this God can raise people from the dead.
这种复活的信仰，
and this kind of resurrective faith
就成了全本圣经里面重要的信仰，
became the important faith of the entire Bible.
感谢上帝，
thanks be to God.
在旧约里面，
in the Old Testament
有死人复活的事情，
there is things that people coming back to life.
在新约里面，
in the New Testament
有死人复活的事情，
there are people who came back to life.
旧约的以利亚、以利沙。
In the Old Testament, Elijah and Elisha
都靠着神的大能叫死人复活。
Have resurrected people from the dead by the power of God.
新约的保罗同彼得
In the New Testament, Paul and Peter
都奉耶稣的名叫死人复活。
Have raised people from the dead in the name of Jesus.
而耶稣基督道成肉身的时候
When Jesus Christ came in the flesh
他曾经三次叫死人复活。
He had raised people from the dead three times.
他与以利亚不一样。
But he's different from Elijah.
他与保罗不一样。
He is different from Paul.
他不必先祷告。
He doesn't have to pray first.
主啊，显出你的同在吧。
Lord, please show your abidance.
主啊，求你使用我吧。
Lord, please use me.
使我有能力叫人复活吧。
So that I can have the power to raise people from the dead.
不需要。
Jesus never needed some prayer.
为什么？
Why?
因为以利亚是人。
Because Elijah was a man.
以利沙是人。
Elisha was a man.
保罗是人。
Paul was a man.
彼得是人。
Peter was a man.
耶稣基督神成为人。
But Jesus Christ is God who became man.
耶稣基督说大力大古米。
That's why Jesus says, Tali Takumi.
那个死了的女儿救活过来。
And the dead daughter rose up.
耶稣基督说少年人，我吩咐你起来。
And Jesus said to the youth, I order you to arise.
那因称寡妇的孩子就马上复活过来。
And the son of the widow resurrected from the dead.
耶稣说拉撒路出来。
Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth.
那已经死了四天的尸体就活过来。
And a dead body that had been dead for 4 days came out.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
只有他曾经讲这样的话。
Only he can say such words.
生命在我。
Life is, I am the life.
复活也在我。
I am the resurrection.
信我死了，信我的人虽然死了，也要复活。
Those who believe in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督是唯一不在坟墓里面的教主。
Jesus Christ is the only religious leader who is no longer in his grave.
当我们想上帝的道的时候，
So when we think of the word of God,
这个道是怎样的道呢？
What kind of word is this?
道成肉身的道。
This is a word that became flesh.
这个道是怎样的道呢？
What kind of word is this?
是道路、真理、生命的道。
This is a word of the way, the truth, and the life.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
我就是道路，
I am the way,
我就是真理，
I am the truth,
我就是生命，
and I am the life.
若不借着我，
unless through me,
没有人能回到父那里，
no one can come to the Father.
感谢上帝，
thanks be to God.
这个生命的道已经在我们中间，
this word of life is amidst us.
生命的道住在我们里面。
This word of life is living in us.
我们亲眼看见他的荣耀。
We have seen him with our eyes.
是父独生子的荣光。
And his glory is of the glory of the only begotten of the Father.
基督在地上历史中的彰显。
So the revealing of appearance of Jesus Christ in history.
圣经说，
the Bible tells us,
上帝的儿子显现出来。
That the Son of God has appeared to us.
是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
In order to abolish the works of the devil.
基督耶稣降世。
Jesus Christ came to this world.
为了拯救罪人。
In order to save sinners.
神的儿子显现出来。
God's Son is revealed out.
是把神的真理启示给我们。
In order to reveal God's truth to us.
到上帝面前来。
So those who come before the God.
透过基督来到上帝面前。
Can only go to God through Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus says, I am the way.
这一句话对亚洲人是最大的启发。
This is the greatest word to the Asians.
耶稣基督说，我就是真理。
When he says, I am the truth.
这句话对西方是最大的启发。
This is the greatest word to the Westerners.
耶稣说，我就是生命。
And when he says, I am the life.
这句话对全世界的人最大的启发。
This is a word for the entire world.
道来到人间。
The word came to this world.
今天我们怎么建立我们的信仰？
Today, how do we establish our faith?
我们建立的神所启示的。
We establish on what God has revealed.
真理的。
Truth.
道在人间。
The word is in our midst.
道以文字的形式出现的时候，
When the word came in the form of print,
这就是圣经。
This is the printed Bible.
道以肉身的形式出现的时候，
When the word showed up in the form of human,
就是耶稣基督。
That's Jesus Christ.
当道以永远的生命出现的时候，
When the word appears as eternal life,
就是胜过死亡复活的基督。
And that is the Christ who has overcome death, the resurrected Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们是耶稣复活的见证。
We are the witnesses of Jesus'sResurrection.
我们是耶稣基督真理的见证。
We are a witness of Jesus Christ's truth.
我们是基督福音的见证。
We are the witnesses of the gospel of Jesus.
神的道已经赐下。
God's word has been given to us.
人的信可以建立起来。
And our faith can now be established.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May God bless us all.
使我们把我们的信仰建立在神真正的道的上面。
So that our faith can be established on the truth of God.
在这个世界观。
And so we can be a light for God in this world.
直到基督。
Until Jesus Christ comes again.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
我们大家。